Good morning. Before you dive into your Thursday operations, let's talk about three developments that are reshaping how you should be thinking about funding costs, vertical expansion, and infrastructure investments over the next 12 months. We're opening today with something that requires your immediate attention. The Federal Reserve's internal division between hawks and doves isn't just theoretical anymore. It's creating tangible operational challenges for anyone running lending products or banking-as-a-service programs right now. If hawkish members gain influence in the coming months, you're looking at potential increases of 25 to 50 basis points in your revolving credit facility costs. That's not a projection for next year. That's a risk sitting on your balance sheet today. Here's what makes this particularly urgent. Governor Barr has been vocal about AI-driven employment disruptions, and the data is backing up his concerns. February job cuts exceeded January levels, which means the historical employment data you're using in your credit models is already outdated. If you're offering embedded lending through platforms like Shopify Capital or Stripe Capital, you need to be stress-testing your models for rate increases of 100 to 150 basis points. More importantly, consider reducing advance amounts by 20 to 30% immediately in sectors showing tech-driven disruption. This isn't about being conservative. It's about recognizing that your underwriting assumptions from 6 months ago may no longer reflect current employment stability. Now, there is a silver lining worth noting here. For payment companies holding merchant reserves and settlement balances, current money market yields are sitting at 4 to 5%. That translates to $400,000 to $500,000 in annual revenue per $100 million in average balances. It's found money that's helping offset some of the pressure elsewhere in the P&L. But the private debt market opacity is the real concern I want you focused on. If your BaaS partnerships rely on warehouse facilities and securitization, expect funding costs to increase by 50 to 100 basis points as regulatory scrutiny intensifies. The playbook here is straightforward, but requires action this week, not next quarter. You need to diversify your funding sources immediately across three channels: credit facilities from multiple banks, forward flow agreements for loan sales, and securitization programs at scale if you have the volume to support them. Extend your cash runway from the typical 12 to 18 months out to 24 months. Yes, that's expensive, but macro volatility creates market share opportunities for well-capitalized players while smaller competitors get squeezed on funding costs. Position yourself to be the buyer, not the seller, when liquidity tightens. Let me shift gears to something that represents the highest margin opportunity since embedded payments went mainstream: production for security, or ProSec. We're talking about a $2.6 trillion movement where nations are prioritizing domestic manufacturing and critical infrastructure. This creates fundamentally different economics than horizontal payment processing. Companies serving defense contractors, semiconductor manufacturers, and critical minerals processing are seeing take rates of 2.5 to 3% versus the 2 to 2.5% you're used to in traditional merchant processing. More importantly, these companies are generating $5 to $20 million in incremental revenue at 60 to 80% gross margins. Let me break down three specific business models that are working right now in this vertical. First, vertical SaaS combined with embedded payments for defense contractors. The key insight here is that mission-critical workflow integration creates 12 to 18-month replacement costs and genuine government contract lock-in. You're looking at $200 to $500 in monthly average revenue per user when you combine SaaS subscription with financial services, and you'll see attach rates of 60 to 80%. The implementation timeline is 6 to 12 months if you partner with established BaaS providers like Evolve or Sutton Bank, and you need to budget $200,000 to $500,000 annually for your BSA AML compliance programs. But here's the advantage that matters. When you're embedded in existing customer relationships, your customer acquisition cost approaches zero compared to $50,000 to $200,000 for direct enterprise sales in the government sector.
Second model, B2B lending specifically structured for ProSec supply chains. Government contract receivables provide superior collateral compared to standard commercial lending. Deploy cash flow-based underwriting using transaction data from defense and infrastructure companies. Structure these as $10,000 to $500,000 advances with 5 to 15% daily sales repayment over 6 to 12 months. That translates to effective APRs of 15 to 30%. Your proprietary transaction data cuts loss rates to 3 to 8% versus 8 to 15% with traditional underwriting approaches. That's a 20 to 30% return on equity for balance sheet programs under $1 billion. Third opportunity, critical mineral trade finance. Rare earth processing requires letters of credit, supply chain financing, and commodity hedging capabilities. You're looking at take rates of 1 to 3% on trade volumes plus another 0.1 to 0.5% on foreign exchange revenue. The regulatory path requires MSB licenses across 48 states at $50,000 to $200,000 each over 12 to 24 months, or you can partner with already licensed entities to accelerate your go-to-market. Now, partner selection is absolutely critical in this space. Choose sponsor banks without regulatory consent orders. This is non-negotiable. Focus on BaaS platforms with government-grade compliance infrastructure like Unit or Treasury Prime. Total setup costs run $500,000 to $2 million over 6 to 12 months. Geographic sweet spots are red states experiencing manufacturing resurgence, particularly throughout the Great Lakes region, where policy alignment and local incentives create favorable operating environments. Let's talk about something most Western fintechs are completely ignoring: Asia's $500 billion capital flow reversal. Korea's repatriation tax incentives and China's yuan strength are signaling a massive shift. Asian intra-regional trade now exceeds US-Asia trade volumes, creating a $2 trillion-plus payment flow opportunity that's wide open for infrastructure players who understand the regulatory landscape. Look at cross-border B2B payments with an Asia focus. China alone has a $1.3 trillion annual trade surplus that requires sophisticated payment infrastructure. The business model is straightforward. You're capturing 0.5 to 1.5% on foreign exchange spreads, plus $50 to $200 per transaction on payments ranging from $10,000 to over $1 million. But here's the reality check on implementation. You need to partner with local banks in each corridor, and you should expect 12 to 18 month regulatory approval processes with $2 to $5 million in compliance setup costs. Your target market is manufacturing companies with $1 to $10 million in annual revenue, where you'll see typical customer acquisition costs of $2,000 to $8,000 with 24 to 36 month payback periods. Focus specifically on companies relocating manufacturing to access China's electricity costs, which are running at a fraction of Western levels. This creates embedded opportunities for energy finance solutions, where you structure equipment financing at 8 to 12% APR, plus energy procurement financing at 3 to 5% spread over benchmark rates. There's also a compelling play in currency-hedged savings products. The yuan has appreciated 45 of the past 50 days, creating real demand for multi-currency savings accounts with automated rebalancing. Target the $500 billion in US dollar deposits currently held in Hong Kong, with product structures charging 0.5 to 1% management fees, plus foreign exchange spreads. The infrastructure requirements here are non-negotiable: multi-currency settlement capabilities and real-time FX risk management systems. Budget for regulatory navigation across 8 to 12 Asian jurisdictions at $500,000 to $2 million in compliance costs. The companies that will win this space are building local banking partnerships right now, not waiting for the opportunity to mature. Now, let's talk about infrastructure automation, because there's a lot of noise around AI agents that obscures what actually works in regulated financial services environments today. I want to focus on two specific technologies that deliver operational cost reduction without creating regulatory exposure. First is Temporal for payment processing reliability. If you're processing significant payment volume, you understand the expensive problem of payment failure recovery. When a $10,000 B2B payment fails mid-process, restarting from scratch burns processing costs and creates customer friction. Temporal's durable execution platform solves this with the same technology powering Coinbase and major processors at over 150,000 actions per second with 99.9% operational SLA. Implementation framework is 6 to 12 weeks with built-in audit trails for PCI DSS compliance and automatic compliance auditing through event sourcing architecture. The business impact is 2 to 5% improvement in payment authorization rates through reliable retry logic. That's worth 0.1 to 0.25% of your gross payment volume. At scale beyond $100 million in transaction volume, this eliminates the $500,000 to $2 million cost of building custom state management systems. Second technology area is secure AI agents for fintech operations. OpenClaw and Meta's Manus represent two different deployment approaches worth understanding. OpenClaw runs entirely on company-controlled servers, eliminating data residency compliance risks that are critical for banking regulations. Deployment cost is $50,000 to $100,000 for enterprise setup versus $500,000 to $2 million to build custom automation. Use cases include KYC document processing, transaction monitoring, regulatory reporting, and audit trail generation. Meta's Manus offers enterprise-grade capabilities without OpenClaw's technical barriers, targeting $500 to $2,000 in monthly subscriptions with pre-built financial services skills. WhatsApp integration creates embedded deployment within your existing customer workflows. The revenue opportunity is $50 to $200 per customer monthly for embedded agent capabilities running at 70 to 80% gross margins. Here's my recommendation on strategic deployment. Use local deployment through OpenClaw for compliance-critical processing handling sensitive financial data. Use cloud-based agents like Manus for customer-facing automation that doesn't involve PII exposure. Combined implementation reduces operational costs 30 to 50% for routine processing while maintaining regulatory compliance. The skills you need to develop in your team right now are workflow orchestration architecture, compliance automation design, and AI agent integration within regulated environments. These capabilities differentiate infrastructure-grade fintech from consumer tools trying to enter financial services.